Welcome to Cut from the Same Hymn, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Touch the hem of his garment.
What it do, family? Welcome to Cut from the Same Hymn podcast. This is our first episode, episode one. And so it is going to be a great time. We don't know what we're doing right now, so that's all good. This is all very new. We're from different walks of life, and we're trying something new, fresh, hip, cool, whatever you want to call that. But real quick, I am your host, Tim J. I'm a pastor here at the Great Bible Way Community Baptist Church. I've been in ministry for the last 15 years, been preaching for the last 13 years. And I'm just so excited to, you know, do something different out of my comfort zone that's not normal for me. But real quick, we got to talk to my other host, the co-host, the man with the plan. The guy that's the architect of everything, he's the one that make me look good. He said I could wear the hat today. This guy, Real, Jarrell.
Hey, everybody. I'm Real, as Tim stated. I am the co-host, second chair. All that sauce that he was trying to put on me, I don't know. He does that sometimes, but I never let it go to my head. Anywho, Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. It's just going to be a good journey. We're going to just move in the way that God would have us to and just see where that takes us. That's never a bad thing. So, yeah, we'll see what we do with that and what God does with that.
Yeah. We should get like a handshake or something. Be like when we open up, like, yo, what's up, dog? What up? We good? Yeah. Like, And like, all right. Yeah, no.
Christ.
Hey, Jesus. But yeah, we just want to come into your house, your ears, listening ears, all that good old stuff about Jesus. So we're going to be talking about the culture. We're going to be talking about how's the state of the church, the state of our families, discipleship. You're going to hear stuff like that. What does it mean to be a Christian? You're going to have some topics on that. Misconceptions and misunderstandings, that's going to be coming. So we got a lot of stuff coming. But first, we're going to do something really different. We're going to try to do like a question answer kind of vibe. And, you know, we got some people in the studio with us right now. They're going to be asking questions. We thank y'all that the team, they dope.
Yeah.
They're eating pizza and doing homework and all that because, you know, we can't afford to pay people just yet.
Just yet.
So we give people, you know, pizza. We feed them real good. And, hey, you got an opportunity to use some free Wi-Fi. So, you know, we thank y'all for, you know, being awesome. And the plus, they're going to keep us in line. Their team is doing great. We love them. And we couldn't ask for anyone, you know, better, except for Jesus himself, you know. We're not going to be super churchy. Let's get that out the way real quick. I'm probably the encourager, and this guy is the tree cutter. So he will cut you down. But with us, we are Captain Planet. You know, you got to have heart. You got to have dirt, wind, fire. You have to have it all. And then you put them all the powers combined. You get Captain Planet. That's what you get with us. You get both sides of the coin. All right.
I'm Kwame.
He's Kwame. He's Kwame. What's the little Indian boy name?
Oh, snap.
I don't know. That's what I want to be. I just liked his chain.
I think his name was Moss.
He was the only one. He had a chain on.
Monkey.
Yeah, and a monkey.
It's Monty.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're going to have some, it's going to be some fun. And hopefully y'all get something out of it that's going to help you on your daily walk, your journey. And we're just not rambling up here, not, you know, useless words, because we don't want to be useless to y'all, because we don't want to waste your time, because I don't like my time wasted. So, with that being said, the team is going to do some question and answer stuff. And then, we're going to get through it. And, so I'm going to give the floor up.
Okay. What inspired you to start this podcast? And how has your faith journey shaped your approach to hosting?
Mm.
That's good. Actually,
good question.
In that second part,
you gonna do the second one?
No, I mean, I speak to both, but that was
it was good.
It's good.
I guess I'll start it and you can close it because you're very good at being a closer. So, what really got us into this, man? We've been in ministry at our church, right? We got a young adult ministry named Driven. Some fired up kids, fired up young people who are doing some great things for God. They're in ministry and all that. And so, but they have questions. And since they have a lot of questions and you know, want understanding and they're young, the world can know about it. And so, because there's other people asking those exact same questions. And so, just some more info about us. The name itself, Cut from the Same Hymn, Cut from the Same Hymn is actually really interesting. Yes, we are cut from the same hymn. And, you know, you hear that term cut from the same cloth, right? And so just about me and Jay, we're both preacher kids. We both grew up in a church called Bible Way. We both done stuff in the church, for our whole lives. And so, like, truly, this is my brother from another mother. And so that's what it really is. And we don't take that term lightly. We're really family. We just don't say we're friends. We're family. And I grew up, his kids play with my kids. My kids play with their kids. Like, we just do our thing. So we have this bond that ties us, which is Christ, but also our friendship, family, our life that we live, doing ministry together. It's all intertwined. And we just, you know, we just want to present that to everybody else, show people like, yo, you can do ministry and live life and still be cool. Do you see this guy? He's legit. He's a fashion icon and he can make things. He could put stuff together that wouldn't make sense, but it goes and it's perfect. And so, you know, I'm a cowboy now because of this guy. OK, so he gave me my style. He hooked me up. And so that's what a brother's supposed to do, encourage you where you have, you know, you feel like you're lacking. And so that's what he's done. And so for us, this is a ministry that we can, you know, hopefully shape the whole world. Some newcomers, new believers. If you're on the fence, we can answer some questions and hopefully we can be enlightening to y'all where it's going to illuminate Christ to you so that you can get to him. And so this is what it's all about. And Jay, I'm gonna read the scripture real quick.
Go ahead.
And so Cut from the Same Hymn is really coming from the woman who had the issue of blood. And so out of Matthew 9:21, it says, "For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole," right? So the lady had an issue of blood for 12 long years. She had a problem, right? She was unclean. She couldn't do anything. She was considered an outcast. She couldn't go in the temple. She couldn't be around people. She couldn't even wash clothes when other people wash clothes. Like, she couldn't do anything. She was a social outcast, but she said, "That ain't gonna help. That ain't gonna hinder me to get to Jesus." So what did she do? As Jay says always, she threw some bows. She did not care. She said, "I have to get to him." In her head, she said, "I'll get to him." And she had enough faith to say it will make her whole. And if you read that story on, Jesus literally said, "Who touched me?" out of the whole crowd. And she said, "Woman, daughter, get up. You have been made whole." And so that is one half of it. But then if we run still in Matthew chapter to chapter 14, verse 35, this is where y'all come in. It says in Matthew 14, verse 35, "And when the men that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country around about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole." The whole goal of Cut from the Same Hymn is to bring all of those who are sick, all of those who are diseased, all of those who have questions, all of those who are indifferent, all of those who do not know anything about the Lord, come to him. We're trying to make them whole by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so if they can just get to him, they can be made whole. So that's our whole goal. And I really don't like talking the second half of that question. I don't really like talking, but I'm a preacher. And so my deal is I preach on Sunday. I teach every Sunday. I do all that good old stuff. But I really like being in the background. If I can just be in the background, right? If I could play the background, if I can just be in the background, I love it. I like just not doing anything. I like doing technical stuff. I like that. But limelight, so that's why I was saying this is out of a comfort zone, talking to a camera. It's kind of hard. But we're going to make it work because I believe God, this is a God thing. And it's just too coincidental. But, well, take that back. We don't believe in coincidences. We believe in providence. So the providence of God, this is what had brought us together. But I know Jay got to say something. You can answer that one, Jay, because you're deep.
What was it again? Yeah, I will come to learn that my memory is just horrible, folks. And I have ADHD, so bear with me.
Okay, Jarrell, what inspired you to start this podcast, and how has your faith journey shaped your approach to hosting?
Inspired us to start the podcast is everything that my brother Tim said, just mixed with some of life's experiences of my own. And just, I mean, I don't know, there are a lot of podcasts out there, and you all do an amazing job, but there are just some things, there's some people that you possibly can't reach. And I believe that God's called us to reach some of the people that haven't been reached through some of the other podcasts out there. The faith journey part, it's been a long one. It's been some craziness in life. A lot of disobedience. Tim dressed me up nicely.
Put some lipstick on a pig. That's what happened.
Yeah, really nice. Definitely sprayed Febreze on trash.
Oh my goodness.
But look, as all of us, at some point, we were just not good enough. We were never good enough until we received Christ. I had Christ a long time, but I never had to go. I recently got the go. Like, I got the go. And I feel like, though I don't want to leave out anyone else, I do have a soft spot in my heart for those who were raised in the church and kind of went the prodigal son, prodigal daughter route. You were in the house and then you were just like, yo, I can't wait till I turn 18. Give me my monies. Give me what's mine. And I'm out. And then you go out. We went out. And we did the things that college life plus the world had to offer us. And we partied hard and we did everything else harder. And then we realized that we were eating with the swine and decided that, yo, it was much better at my parents' house. Not my parents' physical house, but, well, I don't know. Sometimes when life gets a life and then the bills do what the bills do, I do wish I was back at my parents' house sometimes.
But amen to that.
That part, just the part of it, just being like, yo, all along, yo, what my parents said was right. Like, so I'm grateful for the roots, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're older, they will not depart from it. And I won't depart in totality. They may step away. I've stepped away. But yeah, I think that is the inspiration for me. Some of that, like, yo, those of you that have turned away or just decided that, yo, like, I'll give God some time when
I'm 70.
I'm 70. That's an inside joke. You'll
hear
that where that comes from.
Yeah.
When I'm 70 or when I'm 25 or after I have my first kid or after I knock off some stuff off my bucket list. But yo, tomorrow's not promised. The very next second isn't promised. So yeah, with that, I think those life experiences have just brought me to just, yo, want to encourage those out there who are either struggling with faith you don't even possibly want the faith walk. It does not seem, quote unquote, cool, or it seems more burdensome than it does a load off. Yo, we're just here to dispel that and just help you. And while we help ourselves and while Christ helps all of us get to.
Yeah, that works. That works.
Okay, that was good.
Hey, real quick, if y'all hear like weird noises and all that stuff, yeah, remember, this is our first episode, so we're still getting the kinks out. We, you know, we try. So, hey, hopefully by episode 10, you'll see a big difference.
Man, 10?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to see progress every video, but hopefully we can get to 10. If y'all like us and subscribe and all of that, so we can get to 10. You know what I mean? Look, hey.
You can get to 10 even if you don't.
Yep. If I get demonetized, I don't care.
This is not for man.
Yes. This is for the Lord.
This is for the glory.
Because I just heard we just got banned from something and already. I just heard it. So it is what it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Man, it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
All right, go ahead. Yes, Secretary.
Okay, next question. What were the signs that God showed you or things that clicked together for you to know what steps to take when creating the Cut from the Same Pen podcast?
You want to take that one?
Okay.
Yeah.
The steps.
Yeah, what happened? What, we need to redo the question?
Yes.
All right, we got to redo the question. Redo the question. Say it again. Say it again.
Go back.
Okay, we want to know what were this. The beginning was right. We want to know what the signs were from God or things that started to come together to know that Cut from the Same Hymn was y'all's next step.
Got it. The next step. So that's what we missed? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So it starts with the story. Everything for me starts with the story. I'm a storyteller.
He is a great storyteller that looked like Kyrie Irving.
So I do get that every once in a while. But
no.
So years ago, before the pandemic, I know a lot of podcasts were birthed during the pandemic. So before the pandemic, I was like, yo, let's start a podcast right now. I'm going to
2018, 2019.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Now, this speaks to where my mindset was at the time. Because I was like, hey, I'm going to start this podcast. We're going to start this podcast. Didn't have a name, but I was like, yo, I'm going to dispel all the things that the church does and the church says, and I'm just going to basically like, yo, air it out. Like, either air out all the things that was wrong in the church or all the things that I believe that people were putting on fellow Christians or people that weren't Christians. And in my mind at that time, I thought that that was helpful. I mean, and I guess I should tell y'all what some of the things were. So I was like, initially, I was like, yeah, we're going to start off with a shot.
Yeah.
That's already just sounds crazy.
Slugs, here we go. Yeah,
but I was like, I'm gonna start off and I'm gonna take a shot of something. Just because I wanted it to be known that hey, it's not a sin to drink. So there's sometimes it gets put out there like drinking is a sin. I was like, no, it's not a sin. To prove it's not a sin, I'm gonna now start the podcast off with a shot. It's crazy. That is wild, right? Like now, today, looking back, I just know how harmful that would have been to the faith and to the kingdom and just to everything. It just was not a good idea. So I don't want to tell you all the things that I had in mind. I was just saying that. But so some stuff just was just time. Like through time and through walking closer with God and him just showing us some things and the pandemic too, like us being cut off from friends and family and just seeing how that affected the church, the physical church in totality to where today we're still affected by it. Mm-hmm. Like, certain things just haven't came back that once were. And we've all grown really complacent with just doing everything in the comfort of our home. Work, which was a great thing. At church, not so much a great thing doing it in the comfort of your homes. Actually, I don't even know how that's possible. It's cool when it was something that we had to do.
Yeah.
But when we didn't have to do it and we don't have to do it, we should not do it. So I'm rambling, but that was it. So I think during those times when I just got closer through life happening, like doing what life does, and God allowing life to happen to me,
mm-hmm.
that pushed me closer to Him in my walk. And like Tim said, we have this young adult group, and they are our heart's passion. And just talking with them and just the questions that they have, which are a lot of questions that a lot of believers have, we all have, and just seeing like the struggle between life and that, and just everything kind of all falling into place at a certain time, even our wonderful team.
Mm-hmm.
There, Tim and I, he mentioned that we have so many things in common. Another thing that Tim and I have in common is we are great at coming up with ideals, but we are not the best at executing them. So
I don't have that gift.
God has placed these wonderful ladies in our lives that have helped us. And I think that might have been like one of the final things to just get us going. And all those things kind of just fell into place. As I said, it started in 2018. Which goes to show you that God's time is not our time. He has things that He needs to do. And there was a lot of refining that needed to happen with y'all boy.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for the fire and some of the toxins and some of the bad stuff that came out that God had to do away with. So I can sit before you today. I'm still trash, but I'm God's trash. So beforehand, I was just Jarrell's trash because I was operating in my own space, of my own time, in my own everything. So now when I'm doing it, I'm doing whatever I'm doing with God. I'm seeking Him before I'm making these moves. So I think that was it. That was a scenic route.
Good.
Take that a lot.
God's trash. Yeah, no, I'm still trash, but I'm God's trash. Shirt. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, we make shirts, too, right? So we do all this stuff, too. We do shirts for our group and all of that good old stuff and merch. So y'all probably will see that, too, if we get to, like, 200 subscribers. You'll get some merch drop. I don't know. How do people do YouTube and all that stuff? They'd be like, oh, let's do the merch. And we talk off topic all the time, so this is normal for us. Yeah. Okay, we this is what we do. We ramble and we go on rabbit trails and we just make it happen. But to answer the question myself, stuff just kept lining up. So, you know, I had the death of my brother in 2019. And then it seemed from 2019, then we had the pandemic and it was weird. This is how I know that when God removes something, He always adds something to. So, brother gone. So now I'm like, I guess I'm siblingless, you know? And then pandemic happened. Bro, you don't understand. Me and Jay was almost together like almost every other day. Yeah. On Sundays, we at the house. We doing the online, all this stuff, right? And so we just started bonding and started growing. And so we started seeing each other's heart, where we wanted to go. And this guy, he's always struggling on where he wants to go. Sorry for telling business, but he always struggling where to go. And so he has these ideas that are like so great. So in my mind, I'm a fixer, right? So I'm like, and a helper. And I'm like, yo, whatever I need to do to make you do what you need to do, that's what I am. So like how Paul says, I am everything to all people. Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Well, if I need to be a dad to somebody, I could be a dad. If I need to be a brother, I need to be a brother. If I need to be a uncle, I'm an uncle. If I need to be a financial planner, I'm a financial planner. So if I, my brother just needed encouragement, so let me see how I can help him. And then that developed into how to become, like, we should do this podcast thing. You know what? We should do this podcast thing on a serious note. But first it went to fashion. It was on shirts and how we going to do all of this. And so we pretty much got that worked out. But now we're moving on to this thing, which is going to tie in everything that we want to do. And we both have this ministry of we want the gospel to be as plain as possible to people. And most people, when they go to church, they got questions that they can't just get at the church because they don't feel comfortable enough to ask those questions because it's at a church setting. And they, you know, and the way the culture got us, you know, wired, it's like you shouldn't ask those things or say those things in church. Well, where are you supposed to say them at? Like, I don't understand that. Like, that don't even make logic to me. So we try to take that out the way. And you just got, we got questions. Let's try to answer them. We, you know, we're two brothers. I've been to school, for a long time, got a couple of degrees. And yeah, so I think I got a wealth of information, you know. Another thing that I saw that really helped, what I can't answer, he probably can. And what he probably can't answer, probably can. And so we are a good mix that can help because I've been in grace. He's been, you know, I experienced the grace of God of not going through a lot of stuff. He's experienced the grace of God of going through a lot of stuff. So now you put those paradigms together, Captain Planet again. You put that together. You got the best of both worlds of why you got a guy that's, he didn't do a lot of wild stuff, and that's a testimony of you stayed in the grace. But then you got a guy that did some wild stuff, but the grace was still there. And so now you're getting the best of both worlds, and I think that's a beautiful thing that we can really help each other. And what was the other half of that question? What was the last part of that question? What was
I think you guys answered it.
We answered
just
it.
Wanted to know, like, what were the signs to know, like, that this
community
step.
Community, being in one another's presence. That's pretty much it. You don't know what you have if you're not around to experience and to witness and to see. And the thing about us is we are in each other's lives. We don't probably call every day, but we know what's up with each other in our lives, you know. Whether it's, oh, babies are sick, we're not feeling the spouses right now. We're in each other's life to hold each other up and accountable and all that good old stuff. So, so you won't get that if you don't have community. So that's why it's important for you to get into a local church to find some people, dive in and do some things. All right. Next question. Hopefully we didn't ramble too long.
So your answer kind of just led into the next question.
Okay.
What motivates you to serve others in your community and church?
I love God. I love people, so I can do whatever I want. So if I'm doing those things, if I am doing those things, then I'm doing the Great Commission, right? Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's our whole goal. I'm a discipler at heart, so I love people. And so since I love people, how can I show Christ to them in a relevant way? Because their scriptures are all really relevant. But some of us are slow and we can, let's be real. Some of us are slow and we don't see it. So it takes us people, sinful, flawed people to put it into layman terms for other sinful, flawed people. So that's my thing. And that's what motivates me. But really, it's the verse, bro. Like, so everybody can get to them. Let's be real. Our whole purpose is to bring others to Christ. We are the ones to go tell the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that somebody can get saved. Now, everybody is not going to get saved. Here's the preacher out of me. Not everybody is going to hear this message and get saved. But we want to at least get that one. It's going to fall on some good ground. It might go on the rocky ground. It might get on some thorny ground. It might get on some trash ground. But it will get on some good soil. And somebody is going to come. A heart's going to be soft enough. So that's what motivates me. And then once those people come to know Jesus for themselves, man, it's like now I can get to work. All right, let me help you on this Christian walk. Let me help you on this Christian journey. This is where I get excited. I'm like, yeah. Let's go, you know? Like, you know, everybody needs a Paul and a Timothy. Everybody needs a Moses and a Joshua. Everybody needs a Paul and Silas. Like, everybody needs a person. The disciples, they went two by two, so they need a person. So that's what motivates me. And when you see people come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're not motivated by that, are you even saved? Sorry, that's another topic. Let's go. Let's go.
Hurting feelings early.
Okay, Drew, what would you say motivates you to serve others in your community and church?
Motivates me to serve others in my community and church would just be getting people to Christ, because it's so many misconceptions that is out there, and there's just so many. I really hate to start off early with this, but it's only one God.
It's only one, guys.
And there's a lot of information out there, and a lot of that information just doesn't point people to the one true living God. So I have to do what I can do. I have to do everything that I can do. That's the call, as Tim said, the Great Commission. So that's what motivates me. Like, it's just people are just confused and lost, and they're looking, which is the thing. Like, people are looking, like, y'all, like, there's an emptiness within us.
Yeah.
And we keep filling it with the wrong thing. You keep filling it with things that just won't do, with things that won't make us whole. So my motivation comes from helping lead someone to it. Like Tim said, if it's just the one, then it's just the one, and that's fine. But I pray that after every episode, it would be something. Yeah. It's just a king and group moment. If it's
you almost persuade. You almost got me.
One episode, if you watch an episode and you arrive at, yo, you almost persuaded me, then me and Tim have the mindset of Paul.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Because we going to be here.
Yeah, we coming.
Going to be another episode and another episode. As long as you press and play, we going to be here. And our prayer is not that we do convince you, just you, but that many others will be convinced.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what motivates me.
Yeah. Motivation. It's you, the unsaved, the lost, the ones that are asking the questions. The one that's indecisive. That's all our whole goal is. We're just trying to reach people for Jesus. And yeah, you know, that's just what we like to do. That's what we like to do. Plus, you know, that's how I knew I was going to be a preacher. That's just what it is.
Calling was on you.
Yeah, it was on. Yeah, it was me.
All right, I have one more question.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have a Bible verse or passage that has stuck out to you and that's meaningful in your life, like during this time, and why?
You want to go?
I'll go.
Because I can. I got one.
Oh, you got one?
Man, I'm ready.
Okay. I got a few, but then if I'm choosing today, I think I'm doing, was it Galatians?
Ooh.
2:20 Maybe 2:20 Help me out, brother. I think it's 2:20
Galatians 2:20
He's quick right here. These are Bible drills.
Yeah, right here. You know what I'm saying? Ephesians, Galatians.
But I want to say it is, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's not I, but Christ who dwells in me. So to speak, I'm paraphrasing. But that is where I'm at right now.
That's right.
That just speaks. It's 2:20
Yep.
Okay. But yeah, that just speaks. That's probably been where I'm at the past year, because yo, I got a light bulb. I got a light bulb, and then I was. Everyone says the things like, "Oh, you have to deny yourself. You have to die to self. You have to," and we just never know what that fully means, right? It's been said for ages in the church. And I think a lot of people, a lot of us that are sitting in the pews, a lot of us are just, or those in the world, like, you just don't know. But, yo, I am alive right now in the physical, but, yo, I've had my moment. I've had a change. Like, the Jarrell that a lot of people knew, RIP. Not even RIP. I don't even hope he rest in peace. He just died. He's just dead. Like, I don't even want you to rest in peace.
Just die.
Yeah, just die already. And yo, all the things that all my sinfulness, my permanent stamp as a sinner is dead. It died with Christ. So when that happened today, the person you see before you, like, yo, it's Christ. Oh, me, not that I'm Christ, but I'm on that. Whatever he loves, my goal is to love it. Whatever he hates, my goal is to despise it, distaste it, do away with it, stomp it out.
Spit it out.
Because that's where I'm at today.
Mm.
So no longer is it me, but it's Christ that dwells in me.
Step brothers, that's what I do. Why you keep still alive? Hey, shut up.
bury you,
man. You keep coming back. Like, come on, man. That's that flesh. I don't need it. Look, I'm ready. I'm on go mode now. Y'all done got me worked up.
I'm listening.
Y'all done got me worked up. Mine is Psalms 9:1. I'll praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. God has been way too good, right? It's not a cliche for me. I've experienced the goodness of God. I experienced the grace of God as an old person. I'm not old, but as an older gentleman now, and as a youngster, I've experienced it. So with that being said, like, everything I'm doing is for God's glory. He's too dope to not give glory. Even when in my down times and my lowly places, right, where everybody goes and get low, I'm still praising God for all the marvelous things that he has done. Thank you, Lord, for the light bulbs in the lamp. Like, thank you for the shoelaces, because I really tripped the other day because my shoelaces were untied. Thank you. You know, like you be, I thank you for the bees and the birds and the wasps and stuff. Don't know what the purpose are for the wasps. But wow, I was able to experience running away from a wasp. You know what I mean? Like, that's good. Most people can't do that. They can't say that. And so I have that. And then, you know, of course, your Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Man, everything works out. We might not understand it. We might not grasp it right then and there. We might not even see it being good until years, months down the line. But at the end of the day, I know it's going to be for my good. I needed to experience whatever I need to experience because it's going to be for my good. I needed to hear whatever I need to hear. Because it's going to be for my good. I needed to go through. For instance, case in point, this is 2018. We've been trying to do this. It is 2024. What's that? 5 years? 6 years?
Six piece.
6 years, bro. But it's for our good because we done experienced. We done got some people in our group. We done built life with this community of believers who are truly trying to move in the right direction. And they want to help us because you got to have some people that got your back. And I think the crew we got our back because they sure keep me in line at 10:30 at night texting about something. this guy giving a video and doing all of that good old stuff.
Come to Jesus.
It was a confessions moment, right? It was a confessions. And it was good. It was good. But that's how I felt, too. But I just didn't say that. But I needed my brother to say something. So there you go. That's how we work. And so that's a beautiful thing. But those are the things that those are two scriptures that really, really help me, especially right now. That's what I look in.
I thought you were. When she started talking about being old, I thought.
Nah,
I was young and
now I'm old. But I do have a new one.
Dang.
I do have one more scripture. I have a new one. This is a new one. I've been really dealing with Lamentations lately, right? And so
my portion.
Not the portion. New mercies, the Lord's mercies.
New every morning.
Yeah, the greatest thy faithfulness, right? So, Lamentations 3:21. I'm gonna have to commit this to memory. This I recall to my mind, because you know he says it. Commit this to memory. This is what I recall. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. So that's going to be my new one for the rest of the year. He is my hope, and that's what I hope in. I'm going to be reminded that I hope in him, that he gives me these new mercies. He's given me these things despite the stuff that goes on in our life, despite the issues that's happening in the church world, despite what our country might be going through, despite all of that, I can have hope in him, because he's given me some new mercies and his faithfulness is great. Great is thy faithfulness. All right. Hopefully that answered the question. Yeah. 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 Do we got more? Is that
three?
We got more. We just give it three. That's it. We did four. We did four. It is.
She did three verses.
Yeah.
Four questions.
They said we did four questions.
That's...
Look at us. We was productive. See, team, this is why we need y'all. You kept us on, because we would still be on one right now. We would still be.
I mean, I tried my best to hold us down. So, if I hold us down, I mean, ramble.
Yeah, but anywho. So is that's all for tonight? That's all we're going to do for tonight, I think? Well, cool. If that's all we're going to do, real quick, we don't want to leave without you knowing who Jesus Christ is for yourself. So if you don't know who Jesus is, man, it's simple. Jesus is a man that lived 2,000 plus years ago, and he was a perfect man. He was perfect. He was God's only begotten son, and he did something that nobody else, no other religious leader, no other religious book, no other mysticism, whatever, no other person has ever done. He lived a perfect life. And you know why he lived a perfect life? Because you cannot live a perfect life. And so since you cannot live a perfect life, that means you are living in sin. And since you are living in sin, you have now this thing called sin debt. And do you know what sin debt is? That is means separating from God, not being a part of his family. And so God loved you so much that he sent the perfect son to die for your sins so you can have a relationship with him. And the cool thing about him is all you have to do is believe on him. All you have to say is, Lord, I believe on you, that you are my Lord and my Savior, that I am a sinner. I can't do nothing by myself. I can't be perfect by myself. You're the only perfect one. Please come into my life. And I believe that you will come into my life and change my life, transform me to someone who is new, so that I can walk in the newness of life to be part of the family of God. Because God loved me. So since he loves me, I want to accept that gift that he has given me. And that was his son. It says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So that's all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me for all the things that I've done, for asked you to come into my heart. I believe on you and change me. I don't want to be the same way again. I want to be new. All right. And I thank you and I love you. And that's it. And simple prayer like that, you are saved.
Simple as that.
Done. And welcome to the family. You my brother in Christ. You my sister in Christ. We are a family like a giant tree. Yeah. That is a song. Sing, Effie. All right. So that so that's what we have right here. All right. And hey man, thank y'all for checking out Cut from the Same Hymn. I'm your boy Tim J. And this is JB, Jarrell Blake. Jarrell Blake. Hey, I don't want to make sure. Disclosure. Nobody going to try to get us, all right?
Middle.
Yeah, you don't know the middle. But with that being said, man, Jay, pray us out. And let's, yeah.
All right. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day. We thank you for just allowing us to have this first episode. And we pray that it be edifying to the kingdom. And we pray for those that have heard, God. We ask that they would just join us on this journey and the journey to get to you. We ask that you would just continue to shower us with your grace and your mercy. And we truly believe, God, that this is your will and you will do with it what you see fit. And we just ask that you would continue to just give us the strength to be the salt of the earth like you've called us to be, God. We love you and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Well, I guess the only thing we can really say is get to him, y'all.
To him. Yo, if you unsaved, get to him. If you are uncertain whether you're saved or not, you're going to get to know that you should get to him.
Get to him.
If you are a believer, stay with him. That's it.
Get to him, y'all.
To him.
Cut from the Same Hymn, episode 1. We out. Love y'all.
As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, reflection, and connection. If today's conversation spoke to you or offered a new perspective, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, stay blessed, and we'll see you soon.